Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. It's Wednesday. This is Carlene. I'm here with Jill, and I am jazzed and energized today, Jill. I'm like all keyed up.
Absolutely. And if you guys are tuning in for the first time, welcome. We are two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. We've been hosting this show for about 6 years now. We love doing it. And honestly, when I told my friends who our guest was today, my group chat was lit.
We have Kate Hudson here today, everybody. The original ray of sunshine. She's here with us on the mic telling us all her wellness secrets. It's bonkers.
It really, really is. I'm so excited. I met Kate Hudson once many moons ago when she was working alongside a hairstylist on a hair care line. And I have a picture with her actually from that time.
Can you please
I will
post
have to post
it?
That
yes.
on her Instagram.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
She is just simply a beauty icon. And yes. everybody wants to know what she's using, what she's doing, you know, what supplement yeah. she's taking.
Yeah.
Because she looks like she's just having so much fun in her life. Yes. And I want a piece of that.
That's the thing. It's not just that she looks ageless and gorgeous, which she does, but she also exudes happiness. And I think that's about yes. an inner beauty. You know, she probably gets it from her mama, Goldie Hawn, but also it's right. a lifestyle thing, you know? And I just think all of us have a connection to Kate Hudson, whether it's like how to lose a guy in 10 days, you know, the yellow dress, the frost yourself, or, you know, through Band-Aid Penny Lane. It's just we've kind of grown up with her. And, you yeah. know, I think her career now, it's like it's re-peaking in 2022. Yes. She just starred in the mystery thriller Mona Lisa and the Blood Moon. That was like a film adaptation of the novel Shriver. And of course, the highly anticipated Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. She's starring in that, and that's coming to theaters just in time for the American Thanksgiving. I believe it's November 23rd to 30th.
It's the first time ever Netflix has produced a movie and they're allowing it to be released in the theater first.
Yes.
Hopefully we can all go see it. And then it's coming to Netflix around the holidays, around the new year. And, you know, whodunits are always just so much fun to watch.
I love a good sleuth mystery. And now my daughter mm-hmm. does too. So it's a great family movie. I'm so excited for that.
And of course, in addition to Kate's amazing acting career, she has just risen like to be that beacon for well-being. She co-founded active lifestyle brand Fabletics. That was almost a decade ago now. She's also an ambassador for WW. She's written best-selling books like Pretty Happy, Healthy Ways to Love Your Body. And then just 2 years ago, Kate expanded her wellness empire with In Bloom. So this is a line of all-natural, holistic nutritional supplements that are like so easy to take. It's like a complete no-brainer. And I know, Carlene, that you were obsessed with the immune defense after our trip, right?
Yeah. I mean, it tastes like Kool-Aid, but not as sweet. But I just was downing that after LA because, you know, I didn't want to get sick. But she has like a brain flow formula that tastes like chocolate. You can have that mid-afternoon for that little pick-me-up. Their Beauty Aura formula is actually the best seller. So that's one of these marine collagen formulas for hair, skin, and nails. And of course, the whole line, it's sustainable. The ingredients are ethically sourced, plant-based, all that good stuff. And if you go to the website for In Bloom, Kate herself is there with all of her recipes, of course, for making smoothies, throwing it in pancakes, like hiding it in your food if you want to. But I like it straight up. Like, it actually tastes good.
Yeah, because you said it's just a scoop of the powder in your water. You're
good to go. Blender. Hello, lazy/busy. This was like made for me.
And you know, Carlene, we've talked so many times on our show about celebrity beauty brands. It's like there's one popping up every day. But I really do think Kate Hudson is the person that I believe she takes In Bloom every day. I believe she's working out every day. She's doing these things. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense for her.
Yeah.
And I do think that it's...
People want to know. People want to know what she's doing. You know, she looks great.
Including us. She feels great.
Absolutely. So here's what you're going to hear about in today's episode, everyone. We're going to find out how Kate likes to incorporate In Bloom into her daily routine. What happens when she wakes up and the alarm goes? What does she do next? That's what we find out. We get her well-being secrets. There's a whole new way of doing intermittent fasting, apparently, that she's into. We're going to find out the workouts she's swearing by. She does one with her man. We get her thoughts on plastic surgery, the latest makeup product she actually rebought, because we know she gets a lot of stuff free. But what is she buying? That's what we find out. Yep. And the one hair product that she uses for her best curly girl moments.
And honestly, we have to tell people about the little behind the scenes moment that happened. We're wrapping up the interview and her adorable daughter, Ronnie, who's four, came in the room and they just had the sweetest moment, sweetest interaction.
Yeah. Little cameo moment.
Little Ronnie was talking about how she loved the color of the lipstick she loved and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, you really got a glimpse of her, you know, her real life and what she's doing and being a mom and stuff.
Balancing it all. So yeah. You guys also need to stay tuned until the very end because there's a passion project that Kate Hudson's working on. It was a surprise to me. It's totally different. In case you missed it, you guys need to hear all about that. So exciting. With no further delays, here she is, Miss Kate Hudson.
Pausing to share some news from our longtime show partner, The Way. So did you know that we have a Breaking Beauty podcast, hashtag damn good Hall of Fame list? Yes, we do. We created it earlier this year. It's linked over on our website if you ever want to check it out. Basically, these are the products that we give our seal of approval to that have stood the test of time. And there's only one shampoo on that list that both Carlene and myself use, despite us having very different hair types and textures. And that's The Way Detox Shampoo. It's really like a reset button for your hair, I would say. I use it once a week because it cleanses product buildup. It gives me tons of volume at my roots, but it doesn't strip my hair at all. It's made with apple cider vinegar. It's free from sulfates and safe for all hair types. And I've gotten a lot of my friends hooked on this shampoo as well. And I wanted to tip you off that there's really great holiday sets from The Way that would totally be crowd pleasing for any beauty lover on your list. So they have The Way Better Together Kit. You can get the full-size detox shampoo plus their best-selling full-size leave-in conditioner. It's a spray. And that duo is only $40. And there's also the three-way kit that features a trio of mini best-selling products. And that's around $30. So discover all the ways to share joy this holiday season. Go to theway.com. That's spelled T-H-E-O-U-A-I.com and use code BEAUTY to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at theway.com using our special code BEAUTY. Once again, that's theway.com, spelled T-H-E-O-U-A-I.com, and use our code BEAUTY for 15% off your entire purchase. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now, back to the show.
This episode is brought to you in part by Clinique. Speaking of fresh, glowing faces, can we talk about Clinique for a minute? If you have dark spots, it can often feel like a vicious cycle. As soon as one fades, another one pops up. Break the cycle with Clinique Even Better Clinical Dark Spot Interrupter. This powerful serum works on melanin-rich to fair skin and helps visibly correct dark spots, such as acne marks, while protecting from future discoloration. So for myself, I have this one sunspot that surely started beneath the surface from my pre-beauty editor days, tanning like a free bird, because we all know I wear SPF every single day now, all year round. And now that I'm in my 40s, it just will not disappear. And something that I truly appreciate in a brightening serum is clinical trials. Show me it works. Clinique tested the Even Better Clinical Dark Spot Interrupter on over 500 women across melanin-rich to fair skin tones. 94% demonstrated an improvement in radiance and visible skin tone, including acne marks, in 8 weeks, thanks to vitamin C, as well as its proprietary Damage Eraser Brightening Complex. Gentle enough for all skin types, by the way. Plus, the serum helps tone down redness from irritation that can actually make spots worse in just a few hours from application. Also a bonus for the red-faced among us like moi. What's not in it? Denatured alcohol, SLS, SLES, sulfates, parabens, and phthalates. Plus, it's oil-free, fragrance-free, non-acnogenic, and dermatologist-developed. I really like that it's fast-absorbing, so I just put on my sunscreen over top, and I'm ready to start my makeup routine without any pilling. Know anyone who needs a brightening serum with clinical studies to back it up? Get Even Better Clinical Dark Spot Interrupter this holiday season. Available at Clinique.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Peyton Sarton, host of the Note to Self podcast. Note to Self is a space to embrace your unique qualities, get grounded, and ultimately have honest conversation. No topic is off limits. I began doing social media 7 years ago, and since then, I've started a clothing line and this podcast. Note to Self is a place where people from every stage of life can come for advice, new perspectives, and to feel a little less alone. Whether I'm recording by myself or bringing along a friend, we will explore topics ranging from relationships and mental wellness to social media and entrepreneurship. Tune in to Note to Self every week for the sisterly advice you didn't know you needed and raw conversations you've always wanted.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. As mini Kate Hudson, what were your first experiences around beauty? What core memory can we unlock?
When I was little, you guys, I was born into the beauty world, you know, like I have to say, I watched my mom transform all the time. And yeah. I have very vivid memories on sets. My mom's makeup artist, his name was Tom Case. He's sadly departed and left us, but he was so amazing. He was brilliant. And he had this great kind of makeup box. It was this really beautiful wood. He had very limited makeup. And what he could do with like 5 items of makeup was unbelievable. And I'd watch him literally transform my mom. I mean, I remember on Swing Shift, especially because it was more of that 40s makeup and a little bit different. And she wore these red lips. And I remember sitting, I must have been 3 and a half, and sitting on her lap watching Tom do her mouth. And my mom has a very, very particular kind of mouth. I remember watching it just like become this like amazing, beautiful red mouth. And I was really, really taken by makeup when I was younger. And Tom used to let me play with his case, but he was very strict. So if I didn't put anything back properly, that was it. I was no longer allowed.
Yeah. So magical.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I see it in my daughter now, you know, I can very much empathize with my daughter when she watches me get all glammed up, because I remember what that was like for me. It's like, it is magic. Transformation is magic.
So does your daughter like sit in the room while you're getting glam? Like right now, I know you're on a press tour for all your movies.
Oh my God. She, not only that, like she, when she hears the doorbell and she knows like Deb, my makeup artist, is coming, she just like, it's like she jumps. She can't wait. She jumps up. And of course they do. So they all do her makeup now. Like she, you know, but more like, you know, what you would put on kids, like really like crazy. She loves like crazy pink eyes and she loves it. She's quite
so cute.
Quite the girly girl.
I'm still waiting for the celebrity kids makeup line to come out. So maybe she'll be the one, you know? Trademark happening.
Not
coming.
A bad idea. And you know what? We might be onto something over here.
There you go.
Okay. So I know you're on TikTok a lot. I love watching your videos on there. And I like that you jumped on that Alison Bornstein trend, the three words to describe your style.
Yeah.
So you had described your style as flirty, bohemian, and powerful. I just feel like that's bang on. What would you say your three beauty words are if you had to apply that same kind of philosophy?
Ooh. Okay. Well, first of all, what I realized is when I figured the words out, I think about them all the time when I go into my closet now. I'm like, oh, and even my instincts have those three words in them. But then when I'm dressing now, it does help me. It's like if I'm super bohemian, like I'm going to wear a powerful sunglass, or I'm going to maybe mix in like a purse that's a little bit more structured, or I don't know, you know. For beauty, I'm all over the place when it comes to beauty. Okay. So let's do this together.
Okay.
I would save it. I like things that are quick. Like I don't like too fussy, right?
Mm-hmm. Effortless.
Effortless. Okay. There we go.
There's a word.
I also love colorful makeup. So I like things that are colorful. I love a strong eye. I think powerful might be another word for the makeup looks that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like a bra. I like sun-kissed. Maybe sun-kissed is one of the words. Cause even when, even when I'm doing something that doesn't feel that way, like I always want a little bit of bronze or something that makes it feel like I've been in the sun.
Yeah. Forever Cali girl, you know?
Yeah. Or Colorado, like one or the
other. Yeah. Right. Right.
But like sun-kissed, playful, and you guys have to help me out. What do you think?
I think effortless. You are to me effortless. Your hair, everything about your hair always looks so effortless. Like you did it yourself, but like it always looks like you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which is hard to achieve. So not only are you this like Hollywood powerhouse, you've been making movies that we all love for a while now. And I know you've also written a book on like healthy ways to love your body. Of course,
there's Fabletics. Yes. Every time I go through this and someone dresses, I'm like, guys, I'm exhausted just hearing it. I like to work, you know, I'm a super Aries. Like I have a million ideas. And sometimes in my life, I've been like, oh, I need to streamline this. And then I'm like, no, fuck that. No, this is, I'm always going to be like that. You know, I just always want to do different things. But yeah. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No. And let's talk about the In Bloom, because what makes it different from other nutritional supplements that are out there?
Right here, product placement.
Do you like it? You're doing the Beauty Aura. Are you drinking the Beauty Aura, or is that something else that you put
in? You know what? That's the immunity, because I just got off a flight.
Oh, good.
But I was almost done, and then I added more water because I actually really like the flavor.
Oh,
so I just keep adding water, and I just keep going.
By the way, that stuff's super potent. I like seeing you drink it. I mean, I think that, look, anything that I'm going to do that I'm going to put my like heart into, I founded In Bloom. I'm a founder of Fabletics. These are things that I'm really passionate about that I want to make sure are like really authentic to the things that I want to put out in the world. And this is, you know, all about healing for me. And I think that healing and support and then the fun stuff, which is beauty. I mean, really our collagen is actually phenomenal. So like we've now been out 2 years and the testimonials that are starting to come back are like transforming, you know, girls' skins and skin and like acne and stuff. And I love hearing that. But really, I wanted to start a company that opened the dialogue about our health, our gut, our energy levels, our sleep, and all of the things that I think are what people ask me about all the time. Like, how do you balance your life? Like, what do you do to stay healthy? What do you do for your beauty routine? And yeah. every time I talk about it, I'm like, I stay healthy and I believe in everything in moderation. And at the same time, I think that it's a really hard thing to stay on trends of all these different things that come out and everything. So I wanted to, you know, create a plant-based nutrition company that really supported women's health.
Yeah. I love the powdered supplement idea because I am not the girl who's going to get out a blender and make a smoothie. Like, I just don't have time for that. I know you can mix
you
these
should.
With smoothies. You can, but I just love that I can pour it into water and shake it and it's done.
The goal for me was for me. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, the goal was like, I want to make something that I want when I'm traveling that's going to be
easy,
that I can get the benefit from something. Like, I don't have to spend the time. I can just put it in water and it will taste good. So like everything we do tastes good in just water. And then you can play with it. So what I like is that you can have fun with it. Like our lattes, you can make an energy latte that's amazing. You can make the latte out of the brain flow. Our cognitive SKU brain flow is incredible. And it's like a short-term and long-term benefit. So if you don't want to have caffeine, you really want to like feel awake and clear and like your brain is working at like 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You have one of a brain flow latte and you literally feel your brain wake up. And then we have the lion's mane and all the good stuff in there that has real like clinical research done about longevity and cognitive support.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, I'm surprised that the Beauty Aura is outselling the immunity or like the protein one. It's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I felt this way with Fabletics. Like sometimes the things that you think are going to be the big winners end up being something totally unexpected. I think the Beauty Aura is something that women are taking all the time and you really do see a difference. So for me, like, I think that's our product is showing results for women. So that's, the return rate on our Beauty Aura is crazy.
Okay. That's amazing.
That says it all.
So walk us through your daily routine. You know, the day in the life of Kate Hudson, you wake up, the alarm goes, maybe it's part of the 5 a.m. club. I don't know. What happens after that?
Horoscope.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It depends on the day, but my normal routine in life is I usually wake up at like anywhere between 6:30 and 7. I have 1,000 dogs. So like the dogs actually are being cared for before even the children. So, you know, and 3 of them sleep in our bedroom. So we've got 4 dogs. One sleeps on the other side of the house near my son because he's now waiting for Ryder. He just sits.
Aww.
You know, aww. Ryder went to college and he like doesn't know.
Aww.
He knows. But 3 of them sleep with us. And so basically we just, it's a dog moment. You know, we get the dogs out and the dogs go pee. And then I meditate. My man meditates. And that's really how we start our day. Usually Ronnie's now getting out of her own bed and just tears into our room now, which is like a whole new thing.
Yep. Remember those days?
Yeah. It's pretty
the best way to wake up, though, honestly. Cute.
It's my favorite. Yeah. And the fact that she just comes in, like, you know. So, and then we're just school. I mean, it's school drop off. So
yeah,
I don't eat in the morning. So I do black coffee. I intermittent fast. I did actually though, was listening. I forget the doctor, but was talking about how we should be eating earlier in the day, not so late in it. Like that intermittent fasting, like people who start eating at 1, like it's actually not really good for you. You should do it the other way, which is eat your dinner earlier and then eat breakfast earlier in the day.
Right.
I've been doing that.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And then I just wash my face with water in the morning. Do you want my whole beauty routine? I mean, is this boring? Am I boring?
I mean, I don't think so. I think people want to know the secrets to the glow.
Yeah.
I love products. Like I change everything. I try everything. I love it. I love what people are doing in the space. I feel like that would have been another, that interior design could have been 2 other lives that I, you know, I love skincare.
Still could.
I know. There's always the decade is young. Part of my life. So people send me their products and I try them. And so I go through a lot of different things. Right now, I am loving Symbiome. You know this product?
I got it and I haven't tried it yet. Oh, it's in my maybe I'll try it.
You know what it reminds me of is Augustine Bader.
Oh yeah. Augustine is Bader. Yeah. Very luxe. Yeah.
The way my skin responded to it felt like when I tried that for the first time, I was like, whoa, what's happening here? And I actually reached out to the scientist because I was like, what are you doing?
Okay.
Amazing. I think their drops are their serum is like crazy good. And then he's all about the microbiome and I'm really involved and the microbiome is everything. So like our gut, you know, and there's your organ, there's the skin microbiome, and then there's your gut microbiome. And I think that's just the answer to everything. Cause inflammation starts there. And that's what skincare is. It's all about inflammation. So any product that really hits on that to me has always been the one that I can see does the best, works the best on my skin. So I've been using Symbiome. I don't wash my face in the morning. I just put water on it. And then, And then my day is always different. It's just, there's never a day that's.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So we want to say a big early happy Thanksgiving to all of our American listeners. I can't wait to see all of your pumpkin and turkey pictures on social media. And truly, we have so much to be thankful for in our corner of the globe. For Jill and I, we're thankful when you follow us wherever you listen to our podcast, for your reviews, your DMs, and for all of you who come back and listen each and every week. Now, we all know what happens as soon as we're finished sleeping off all that turkey. It's the official start of the holiday season and, of course, Black Friday. That's why I want to give you the heads up on Macy's Black Friday Early Access. That's right. Macy's is giving you early access to specials on your favorite brands and beauty essentials until November 19th. That means there are still a few days left to start saving on fragrances and holiday gift sets, either for yourself or someone you care about, all at an early Black Friday discount. And having prepared more than a few gift guides in my career, I can tell you the really good value beauty sets, those sell out quick. Advent calendars, those things can sometimes be gone in a matter of hours. And I mean, where else to shop for the holidays than at Macy's? It's a must stop. Whenever I'm in New York around the holidays, the Macy's parade is coming up soon. Iconic. But the best part is you don't even have to go into a store if you don't want to. No waiting in long lines or getting up early. The Macy's Black Friday early access sale is all online, well before Cyber Monday, at Macy's.com/Black Friday, but only while supplies last. Get all of your holiday shopping done before Thanksgiving and have your cake or pie too. That's Macy's.com/Black Friday. Happy shopping and happy Thanksgiving. And do you cook? Are you a big cook or?
Oh yeah, I love it.
Oh really?
Yeah, okay. I love to cook. Yeah. I love to make like weird potions, like out of, you know what I mean? Like I like to like lately I've been doing stuff with my vodka. I've been infusing it and we had these like big rosemary bushes everywhere and I had to take them down. And so I made all this like hairspray.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Wow. All my friends are like, how do you have the time to do that? I'm like, I love it. So I've been making handmade soap.
Oh my gosh. Oh, really? Amazing. Yeah.
Everybody's getting soap for Christmas.
Literally the other day I was like looking at Google Trends and everybody's Googling rosemary for hair. Maybe you're the reason why.
Have you been
doing TikToks on this?
Yeah. Rosemary oil like was like a top trending.
It's the best thing for hair. Rosemary really is the most natural stimulant for hair, I guess. Mm.
Wow. Yeah. Cause I think they were using it for scalp regrowth.
Well,
yeah.
Well, what you do is you take your rosemary and you basically boil it down with like, you know, distilled water and you boil it down and for like 2 hours and you just let it simmer for a while. And then you put it in a thing and you spray it on your hair throughout the day. If you want like regrowth and to strengthen your root, that's like a really easy, natural way to do it. I mean, guys.
Okay.
What about SPF? What is the SPF that Kate Hudson trusts, if any?
That's interesting. This is a very controversial thing for me to say because I'm a big SPF. I personally think that we need to protect our skin from the sun, like that period. Okay.
Yeah.
How we protect our skin from the sun, I sometimes think is maybe not going to end up being the best way that we should be protecting our skin from the sun. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing is hats. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're going to be really active in the sun, then you got to have like a really great SPF. And I like the natural ones. I also love Barbara Sturm's sun drops. And I like her ones that are European. I like, so I get them in Europe more than I like the formula from the States.
Yeah.
And I really love, there's this like Shiseido. This is so weird, but I don't even know. I forget where I was. I was in some country and I needed sunblock and I went into this weird corner store and they had Shiseido and it was this like tinted stick. And I love it. It's some tinted stick. And so I actually use it a lot and it gives.
I have to look that one up. I have not seen that.
And you just put it right on your face from the stick.
Yeah. So like if I'll do Barbara Sturm and then throughout the day, I'll bring that and it kind of gives a little more, like I'll put it on almost like a bronzer. And then my other favorite, I use a lot of the, what is it? Toujours, Soleil Toujours.
Soleil Toujours. I like that one too.
Yeah. And I like the little spritzies.
Yeah.
But I personally think that we, you know, the best way to protect yourself from the sun is to not be out in the sun if you can help it when the sun is at its highest energy.
Yeah.
You know,
very intense.
Wear a hat. And what about a makeup? Is there a makeup item that you've been turned on to lately or that you'll like go out and buy if it's not in your makeup bag? You know, the quick fix.
I really like that Miracle Balm. What is it? Jones or something? That one?
It's the Jones Road from Bobbi Brown.
Yeah,
Bobbi Brown,
I really like that Miracle Balm. That's a new thing. And I literally just bought one the other day because I was like, I wanted it. They'd sent me a small one and then I was somewhere and I was like, ooh, I'll get the big one. I love that stuff. And then my number one product, and I don't buy, but I would, but because she's my makeup artist or one of my makeup artists that I use is Monica Blunder. She's got this new, has she sent you her makeup?
No.
Not yet, but I love her style of makeup.
Oh, you got
her.
Her makeup is so beautiful and it's all clean and it's super natural and it blends amazing. And it's this like, so I love her concealer. I love her like foundation. And I love her new cheek. I really love all of Gucci stuff.
Gucci Westman. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
So good.
And I've seen you like actually, put all of these things on your TikTok. Like you're really doing it, Kate. It's the best.
Yeah. It started when I was little and it's never stopped, guys.
Yeah.
And I'm not like fussy. You know what I mean? Like
right.
I'm not a big fan of the like caked on makeup thing. Mm-hmm. I really like to try to find like beautiful skin. My favorite makeup artist is someone who can do beautiful skin that is transformative. So like when you go out in the sun, it looks like beautiful skin. It doesn't look like someone painted your face.
Yeah.
That's my favorite kind of makeup.
And so we want to ask you about some of your beauty philosophies. What's the secret to aging really, really well? You say?
I mean, finding joy. I mean, seriously, I know it sounds so cheesy, but I don't think that, you know, beauty to me, and this is like, I would say the inside out job, like this is why I started In Bloom. You know, to me, how strong we feel in our body and in ourself is going to inform how beautiful we feel, which is then felt. And that to me is like, there's no lip gloss or mascara that's going to make you feel beautiful if you're not finding a joyful place in your life or where you feel content. And, mm-hmm. and my favorite quote is, contentment is a discipline. We need to really, it's much easier said than done. And when you feel good in yourself, you feel beautiful. That's just, to me, that's just defines beauty. And I think that starts with therapy.
So, definitely.
The real talk.
It's like sleep. I mean, God, you guys, sleep is everything. And it's where we heal. Everything heals, including everything, our brain, our body, our every cell just gets restored when we can sleep well. And there is we have a problem with sleep in our country. And so when you get that good night's sleep and you get that rest, and then the anxiety goes down and then you can focus better on things. Like, this is when your life starts to kind of blossom, and you meet the day more positively. And so sleep, water, and community to me is where beauty starts.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
For sure.
No, I'm in my 40s. Carlene's in her 40s. Sorry to out you, Carlene, but amongst our girlfriends, just the real talk, like, people are talking about cosmetic enhancements. People are talking about fillers. They're asking me, should I get fillers? What age? Blah, blah, blah. I'm curious, like, in your circle of friends, like, what's sort of like your take on cosmetic enhancements, fillers, Botox? Like, are you a fan or not?
Oh, God, do whatever you want. I mean, yeah. I don't have any judgment towards anybody who wants to play in that stratosphere. It's so fun. I mean, lasers, Botox, filler. There's so many things that, you know, if women, you know, I think it's unfortunate that everything's so expensive and that, you know, not everybody can play in that, but there's so many great things that, you know, and fun things you can do. And if someone wants to go play in that, then by all means have fun. I mean, yeah, I don't judge any of that stuff. I think it's actually kind of awesome. You know, I mean, like, this concept to me of like, we're all aging. Like, yeah. Like, that's, you know, and I think that, you know, there's a lot of people who have a hard time with like filters and photoshopping and the fact that we're all trying to, but this is not new. I mean, from the beginning of time, women have always been into rituals that made them feel youthful and young. And if it does something that makes you feel good and you like the way it feels, great. Now, if there's something deeper going on and it's really like a challenging thing for you, and, you know, then I think you need to go to a therapist and talk about why you're, you know, feeling like you're chasing, you know, your past and that you're, you know, but we're all gonna get older. And if someone wants to get a little Botox because, you know, it makes them feel like their forehead looks a little tighter, I think that's all good.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it truly, the work has become so good. Like, if you ever watch those before and afters on Instagram, and it's just like, that woman has aged in reverse by 10 years. It is quite as astonishing.
I also think if someone wants to go ruin their face because they're then that's their prerogative. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people should just do what makes them feel good. And it's none of anybody's business. It's none of my business, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's kind of my philosophy on everything. It's like, I'm just not a big fan of, you know, preachy type stuff and people trying to say what they think's in other people's best interest. Like, we all live individually and grow up in different kinds of family of origin and have a different way of looking at things, and people should let people do what they want.
Yeah, I agree. Hear, hear. What is like the fitness routine of the moment? Like, I know it was Tracy Anderson for so long, and she's still like, she just came out with that wooden box set. Is it that, or what else are you doing to keep fit?
I don't know about the wooden box set.
She just came out with this thing. Okay. It was a bit controversial. I think it was called, I forget what it's called. Somebody like wrote about it and they're like, really, Tracy, it's a $4,500 workout box and it's literally made out of wood. But then I looked it up because I think it's supposed to like, I don't know if you do like steps on it, like a stepper, but then I looked it up and inside the box, there's, I think what she's trying to do is like the weights and everything are made out of like eco materials. It's like a wooden hand weights and wooden this and wooden that. And plus it includes like, I don't know, a membership or whatever it is. Anyway, some people have thoughts on it, but in general, I see the results.
Like weights and wood. All the weights are made of wood. It's like a more cool aesthetic.
Okay.
And also
for
eco.
Home gym.
Yeah. Also like eco. What's it called? Mm-hmm. My mode. My mode. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, is it still Tracy Anderson or like what's the thing to get results?
I love Tracy Anderson. I get really bored. So I change things around all the time. The things I always go back to are my Pilates, Tracy, and dance, you know, because that's just what I dance just makes me feel good. So I just dance around, like I'll literally dance around for 2 hours and it'll be like, you know,
it just dance or you just throw on music and just like
I'll throw on music and literally like it probably looks insane.
I've always wanted to do that. I love this.
Like do, you know, but different kinds of like butt bridges and things that, you know, aren't really just like typical, like, oh, 20 butt bridges. Like I'll just do like a fluid kind of dance experience.
Yeah. Right. What's the soundtrack to this?
I really experience. Like, Spotify has a rock workout mix. That's really good. It's just, I think it's like rock of, you know, rock workout 2022 or something. And it's got old like 90s. There's like Chili Peppers on there. There's, you know, Killing in the Name of, like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
It's a little more like sometimes I like hip hop but usually I like rock music.
Okay.
And then I'll do like very contemporary, super earnest, sad music, and I'll do my weird contemporary dance.
Okay.
But this is crazy. I've never done Barry's Bootcamp up until this summer.
Oh.
Now.
Did you like it?
It's kind of my go-to when I'm in the city or if I'm somewhere like, and they have Barry's, that's just, it's so efficient. It's to me, it's just such an efficient workout and I can do it with my man. Cause he is, that's it sort of speaks to both of us. So it's nice to be together. And I love Tracy. Like I still do her.
Yeah.
I like elongating the muscle. I find like the balance is good that you can do. Oh, I also got a tonal. I don't even want to say.
Okay.
I mean, like the tonal, I'm such an Aries, you guys. Can't you tell? The tonal is fantastic.
Tonal. What is that?
It's that at home, like in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
Thing, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
But it's, you know, it's very attuned to your own, you know, weight ability. So it kind of like, it senses if something's too strong for you or, you know, if you need more weight, if you need less weight. And
yeah,
they have all kinds of different workouts. But if you want like a really good strength workout and you don't want to go to the gym, it's great. And the reason why I ended up getting it was my son, Ryder, who's never wanted to work out in his life. And like, I would beg him, like, just go for a run, go for a walk, right? He hits 18 and goes to my friend's house, does the tonal. And now he's just completely obsessed with the tonal.
Okay.
And it's completely transformed his body. Like literally.
Get those gains, Ryder.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryder's just going for it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. It was
awesome.
Okay. Tonal. It kind of sounds like a personal trainer almost built into the at home, like weight circuit thing.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
pausing to show some love for Pair Eyewear, who are supporting our show this week. Y'all, I'm a true Gemini. You know that by now. I get bored so easily. And that's why I was particularly interested in this genius innovation from Pair Eyewear. So Pair Eyewear, they got on my radar a couple of years ago now. They were on Shark Tank on ABC. I love that show. And it's a really unique concept because Pair is a completely customizable eyewear company that in a single snap allows you to click on a new design to transform your eyewear whenever the mood strikes. One pair with endless possibilities. So you log on to the Pair Eyewear website and they have a virtual try-on feature and you can try on all their different styles of frames. I personally chose the Wanda. It's the slightly oversized cat eye frame. I got it in clear. And get this, it's so affordable. Frames and the prescription included start at just $60, which is incredible. But then the best part is they have this huge selection of what they call top frames, literally hundreds to choose from. And those just snap right on the front of your glasses. So you can change those up whenever your mood strikes. I have sun toppers. I have ones that are really fun that I had from the summer. You can also get holiday ones. You can get ones to support your favorite sports team. Literally the possibilities are endless. And what I really love about Pair as well, especially at this time of year when we want to be a bit more generous, for every pair that you buy, Pair Eyewear actually provides glasses to a child in need. So I love that. So get glasses as ever-changing as you are with Pair. Go to paireyewear.com/beauty15 for 15% off your first purchase. That's 15% off at paireyewear.com/beauty15. That's paireyewear.com/beauty15 for 15% off. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's chat. Okay, we need to ask you about Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery.
Yeah.
Coming to Netflix just in time for the holidays. Can you tell us a behind the scenes moment from the making of the movie or prepping for your character that like you'll never forget?
Oh, there's so much about this movie I'll never forget. It was so fun. I mean, we shot in Greece, you know, like,
yeah,
it doesn't get any better than that. It was dreamy. I guess the first time Daniel laughs at this, but we had Daniel kind of hosted everybody the first time where we all met and we all flew to Greece and he hosted. And
this is Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. And yes. Meeting him it was actually the second time I had met him years before, but you know, it was sort of like I entered this party and he kind of came up and there were these stairs and it was like something out of a Bond moment, you know, with the behind him.
Yeah.
And it was a great entrance to making, you know, Knives Out too. It was like very Benoit Blanc, you know, it was like, yeah. Oh, it's Daniel Craig. And then I was the first one, I think I was one of the first ones there. And I remember seeing every cast member walk down these stairs to come meet everybody.
Yeah.
And it was just like a moment I'll never forget because some of them who I have really like a lot of old relationships like Catherine Hahn and I go way back, obviously How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And Leslie and I have worked together and Edward Norton and I, we go way back as well. But I was also meeting all these new people and like, it was just such a wonderful visual that I'll never forget. And and that little moment, all of us became a family and it happened like that night. And we had so much fun. And I'll never forget Janelle walking down those stairs in this bright yellow dress. And I just was like, just so taken by how beautiful she is. And
she's incredible.
Yeah. So, I mean, that moment was really fun and I kind of fanned out a little bit. So,
Yeah. I can't wait to see that movie. I loved the first one so much. I'm so pumped.
It's really fun. I hope everyone goes to the theater to see it too, because it's such a theater, it's a theater experience.
Yeah. The visual eye candy, right?
And just being in a theater with people to feel the movie will be so much fun. An audience.
Okay. We have one more question. Then we want to do a fun, quick, rapid fire with you. We wanted to ask you about the best beauty advice you've ever gotten from your mom.
Oh, my mom's not, you know, That's not
or wellness.
Mom. Although my mom's beauty advice again is more like she's a coming back to In Bloom. Like it's all about the concoctions that we ingest, you know, yeah. Like my mom was the first person I, other than like real healer type nutrition, you know, nutritionist people who was drinking green juice from like the 70s. Like my mom was, I mean, the smell of wheatgrass in the 80s in our house was so every morning. I mean, these big trays of wheatgrass would come and my mom would be like juicing wheatgrass. And she had these mushroom tinctures that wow. she'd get from her medicine, her Chinese medicine doctor.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I grew up like that, you know, my mom would be like, drink this. And I'd like puke, you know, I'd be like, no, it's good for your brain. So that was my mom and beauty. Everything else, my mom's like a 5-minute makeup person. You know, it's like she's, yeah. she'll do it in the car. Like there was no, she's non-fussed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love so that. The best advice, honestly, it was all about health. I mean, mm-hmm. That was my
all about.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kate, we're going to do a little bit of rapid fire. These are going to be quick and fun. I'm so excited. Okay, so here we go.
Is there a celeb beauty line that you've actually bought yourself or want to buy or try?
Oh, a very good question. I mean, aren't they all like beauty celeb? Like,
yeah, almost.
I mean, now, like, yeah. I mean, they're all celebrity.
So many new so ones.
I would say that, I mean, I actually really like Gwen Stefani's red lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
It's so pretty. And her lip glosses smell really yummy and they are really beautiful colors. Mm-hmm. I also think that her eyebrow pencil is like really great.
Okay.
I love her, the color of her eyebrow pencil.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're wearing it today?
No, I'm just
your brows look really good.
I'm wearing a, what am I wearing? Kosas.
Oh, Kosas. Yeah.
Little
Kosas. The yeah.
liquid brush thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a good one.
You like that one?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah. We'll take that one.
What else I like, but.
Okay. I need to ask you about your favorite hair product for your iconic waves. I feel like your hair, so many people bring pictures of you and your hair into salons.
It's just
to get the effortless.
My hair's actually really curly. Like I don't have I don't have Sarah Jessica Parker type curly hair. Mm-hmm, I have really weird, kinky, like my hair. Well, I have my hair right now is so gross, but like, it's always has like a weird kink. And then if I want to get it, in order for me to keep it like that, I usually use this thing called Surf Curl.
Okay.
I don't know who it's by.
I wonder if is that the Bumble and Bumble? Or
maybe. And then I have this thing, funny enough, I think it is Bumble and Bumble. And then the guy who founded Bumble and Bumble, his name's Michael, is actually my sister-in-law's father. And he started this new line called Hair Story.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I just think for me, for my kind of hair, and I maybe it's for everybody's hair, but I love all of it. And he has this thing called Hair Bomb. And I use that all the time.
Okay. What is a secret talent that nobody knows about you? Anything?
A secret talent? Maybe. God. Terrible. I mean, terrible at drawing. I'm trying to think of like that nobody knows. I write music, but I feel like people know that a little bit.
I didn't know that. You write music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been writing music my whole life. I've only now just started writing music, really. I'm writing an album right now.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. It's exciting.
That's
what's
exciting.
What's the vibe?
Everybody always asks me this. I would say it's like, I don't think I'm ready to categorize it yet. It's not there. I don't want to do that to myself. I mean, definitely you've got rock inspired, but it's not rock music. You know, when the album's done, I think I'll have a clearer way to categorize what it is. But yeah, I write music. there's that. I literally write music. I write the music, I write lyrics, and I love it. It's like something I've always loved doing.
A celebrity crush of late. I mean, we all have them. So
Janelle Monáe. Let's just stay with Janelle. Yeah. I mean, everything about her I love. I love her as a person, as my friend. But I mean, her fashion, her energy, her authenticity, when she's in her power, she is so powerful. And I just think she's amazing.
What beauty item, past or present, would we find in Penny Lane's crochet bag while touring with the Band-Aids in Almost Famous?
That's a really good question, but it's going to be boring.
Okay.
You'd find lip balm. Like, you'd find, like, right, Carmex.
Mm-hmm. That's on brand.
Like, yep. Penny Lane doesn't wear makeup.
Didn't have to. Didn't need to.
No, Penny Lane didn't wear makeup. I mean, maybe when she went to, like, Kansas City, like, when in New York or got, but, like, even then, it didn't belong to her. It was one of the other girls. Like, she was au natural.
Sorry to take it back to TikTok, but that video that you reacted to on TikTok a couple weeks ago, but the Andy Anderson hair.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that broke that down. I'm like, he blew my mind, but it's correct. He's right.
It was
right.
So great.
You were like, yep.
It was like, so good. Like,
exactly. That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, this guy dissected
it. Really looked into it. Yeah. This is fun.
That's funny.
So what was the gist was basically when Andy could be her most vulnerable self, she showed her curly hair.
Yeah, she didn't have time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have time to blow it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they were riding out on the bike. Oh, my God. I love that movie so much. Okay. Now, similarly, what might we expect to see in fashionista Birdie J's clutch in The Glass Onion, Knives Out 2?
Oh, very interesting. I can't tell you.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
The thing about Birdie J and all of the characters in Knives Out is that we can't share much because the movie is such a secret.
Mm-hmm.
So she definitely wouldn't share what's in her clutch.
Right. Okay.
True.
It would be locked, that clutch.
That's right. Look who just
hello.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, Ronnie. Hi, I'm Jill.
I'm Carlene. We have a beauty podcast.
All about beauty and makeup.
Yeah.
Beauty.
We talk about lipstick and supplements.
What's your favorite makeup, Ronnie?
Eyeshadow.
Perfect.
And what color eyeshadow is your favorite?
Pink and red.
Pink and red.
That's perfect.
And what's your favorite lip?
Dark red.
Oh, dark red.
Wow. Wow, you know what's up, Ronnie.
Yeah,
you know what's up.
Maybe someday you'll do your mom's makeup.
She does all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Guys, it's been so nice.
Thank you for your time.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Like a cherry bomb.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.